So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration and joy and happiness and a little spot of brightness so you can get up and get out and get things done and have a better life. And my intention when I set up the show was actually to focus on one thing that you could do different every day. And I invited guests to come and inspire us to be different every day. So that's my challenge today. What could you do different? How could you change it up? Could you drive home a different way? Could you reach out to someone in a different way? Could you, what would give you some extra boost of inspiration today? So, one of the things that I like to do to get inspired is Pete's Coffee at Midtown Palo Alto. It's, you know, it's funny because I grew up in downtown, but that Pete's over there, it's so bustling and it's got so much good energy. And last week the Girl Scouts were in front and I got some yummy Girl Scout cookies to bring home to my girls. So where is a place for you that just helps you get inspired? Could you just kind of picture that? And if you don't live near the ocean, you know, I'm lucky to live near the ocean. If you can't put your toes in the sand, what's a place that you could go to that would give you something, give you some extra juice, give you some sense of beauty and inspiration? That's my challenge to you today, is to find some place special where you could either write a poem or you could choreograph a dance or you could sing loudly to the music in your car. What could you do to shake up those brain cells and really shake it up, wake it up? You know, we all get a little complacent. Even those of us who are involved in change-making careers and inspirational passions, we still sometimes get in ruts of being weighed down by too many things. So my challenge to you today is, what could be different? What could you do that would awaken that very light within you, that very light? You know, it cannot be dimmed. Yeah, that's a lie. So the light within you cannot actually be dimmed. It might seem dimmed. In some other realities, you might start showing up as dimmed so that you don't, you know, outshine every single being all around you. That can be kind of awkward, you know. So if you've been outshining people and they've been sort of like being annoyed and leaving you, giving you too much space, it could be that you're just brightening up so much and you're about to be this beautiful butterfly. You could be at the very tail end of the caterpillar stage of something. And what would that be like? And what will it be like when you're a butterfly? And start imagining all the places you'll go when you have so much freedom and so much light. And just remember, you cannot be dimmed. There's a light within you. Maybe you're just expressing it to the 5 people in your circle. So that's pretty potent, you know? So you're a mom and you've got some children. One of the authors in one of my books has 4 children. And what if she's expressing her light with them? You know? Yeah. Where can you be a light to others today? Where can you shine so bright today? I just challenge you to step up into that lightness of you and that very creation of you, that creation aching to be more expressed. And where could you be expressed in such a major way that like it cannot be not seen? Yeah. That's what I challenge you, because when you're truly standing in your potency and you're standing in your power, that brightness is helping others stand in their power. Yeah, just by being you. And one of my guests recently, Rashad, He was on a couple weeks ago, and we talked about this recreation of self and re-emergence of self, and he's been working with people on really discovering their soul and their soul identity and their creation within them. And we talked about that and the power of one person changing, how that can help others change. So that's my challenge to you today, is to step up into your brightness and step up into that amazing potential of you. And, you know, sometimes we have to do this before it's all figured out. Sometimes we have to do this before we haven't finished everything we have to do, before all our deadlines are met, before all our to-dos are off of our to-do list, before we've delivered on everything. Sometimes we have to step it up in order for everything else to shift in a much better way. So I encourage you today to take a really powerful step into your own acknowledgement of your light. Yeah, that's my challenge. Have a great day. I have a really interesting week. I have someone coming up on the next show who will talk about working with professional athletes for a major rock star Monday and how to be yourself unapologetically. I love it. Tuesday, I have someone coming who, he's very interesting. He's got a company he just built that, I'm not going to say much more. It's just inspirational. And then Wednesday, I have wellness, Thursday, transformation, and someone fresh on Friday. So I know you're going to love this week on the show. Have a beautiful day. And I look forward to many more episodes of the show with you, the listener. Thanks again so much.